Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bottoms up, as it were. Hello. Turning things around, it's not a bad thing to do. Life has been upside down for months. Might as well keep it going, right? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you, to keep you company, informed, aware, alert, all those good things. There's much discussion about the election that is before us. Not a lot of discussion about the candidates, it would seem, these days, but how to ensure that we all are going to be counted and counted accurately. And I think that's the big thing, whether to allow mail-in, online, in-person, et cetera, et cetera. So there are all kinds of things that are being discussed. I'd like both of you, because you have interesting and different points of view on this. Victoria, you and I, Jennifer, for your benefit, we were just talking off the air about a particular nuance in terms of voting. You want to start with that, Victoria, and then let's throw that around a little bit, because this is part of our public service. We need to have people thinking about the various things that go into now in this modern era. I said a little while ago that I wonder about some of the technology, and is it really advancing us when you hear things about Twitter and the stuff that gets spread around and how easy it is. People don't, we're not being educated well as to how to discern, it's thinking. And people don't think we react rather than act to all kinds of stimulation that's before us. And it may have a major impact on voting and getting a true count, a fair count, the just rewards for people working hard to get his or her candidate elected. So let's take it from there, Victoria.
Well, it's being kind of passed around on social media now, and it's some good news for Blue Apron, which is the meal kit service that delivers, you know, all the ingredients to your home. I'm sure everyone has seen this at this point. It's kind of the biggest one of all of them. They have decided that the election this fall falls on a Tuesday, obviously, November 3rd, and so they are giving all of their employees a paid day off in order to vote. And the reason that they cited this, besides it, you know, just being a good thing to do, is a Pew Research analysis piece came out and said when they looked at going all the way back to 2012, 19% of non-voters said that they had a conflict with their work schedule or that they were too busy that day, and that's why they didn't vote. In 2016, that number dropped a little bit, but was still at 14% of non-voters said that they just couldn't get the time off from work. And in 2016, hundreds of companies gave workers paid time off to vote. However, like 99% of those companies were mostly tech startups. So Blue Apron is in a different category and has different levels of workers. So I think it's a great thing. I know that I've certainly been in the past. I've been at jobs where I have felt where I wanted to go and vote, and I have felt pressure to stay in the office. And so I know that that's not legal, but when you're, you know, I feel a lot of people have experienced some sort of pressure to not leave work early to go and vote. And so if companies either we make it a national holiday, we've got a lot of stupid national holidays. Let's be honest. I know, Doug, this is your thing. So if we have, why can't exercising our constitutional right get a holiday? Why does Christopher Columbus gets a holiday, but voting doesn't? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't.
Well, it's back to the lack of common sense.
People don't take Christopher Columbus Day off. I mean, that's not a paid day for most people.
Schools are closed. I'm just saying it's a stupid. It's in New York and New Jersey, it's a big deal. But
I think sometimes if you are looking for reasons not to vote, people can come up with a million of them. I don't know. Already it's required for employers to let their employees have time off to go vote. So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if we need to make it a national holiday.
Even if it's required, I have still worked at two different places that where talking about it with my fellow employees, depending on, and if you work in New York City and live in another state, that you have to commute home, or if you live and wherever you live, if you commute to another state for work, that's half your day is gone just to make it home to vote in time.
Well, your husband is a good example of that. He spends 3 hours in the train back and forth. And
in the morning or in the evening? I mean, I would imagine if it's important, and I'm sure, Victoria, you probably
I don't know when polls open, but if his company...
Most of the polls are 7A to 7P.
Yeah, he's on a train at 6 o'clock, so, and he doesn't get home until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. So it's one example. I know it certainly affects the tri-state area where everyone commutes in and out of New York City, and it's at least an hour commute. I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing.
So here's this is a better way of, not better, but another way of looking at this and what goes on in other countries. In most other progressive countries, they pay much more attention to voting, voting rights, making sure that people are in the process, if you will. And I don't believe that includes mail-in ballots. I don't think any, from my own personal opinion and experience, going and seeing and feeling and filling out and putting it in the box so that you know you're counted is a security net for me, knowing that my vote is going into a box that can't be tampered with, that, and I know and trust the people who are counting the ballots. But there has been, when I was in school, I remember doing a paper when I was in high school in social studies class on voting. And the premise of my paper was to have, not a holiday, but to have voting take place on weekends, the first weekend of November, Saturday and Sunday, so that there was much more of a chance for people to have, if you have 2 days, if it's a non-work day for most people, not everybody, but for most people, and I thought I was pretty thoughtful and intelligent about the proposal that I made based on some of the things we're talking about here. That is, if you have to work on Saturday, you probably don't have to work on Sunday. If there's a chance, it gives you more of a chance to be able to take advantage of this. Why it's Tuesday, nobody can explain that. Nobody could then. Nobody can now. It's an arbitrary day. And the same is true for most of the other rules that have to do with voting. If it really is as precious as I feel it is.
Moved to Saturday, haven't they?
Okay, fabulous.
There are a lot of people that I think, a lot of states, at least I learned that during this last primary season where we learned about probably a handful, 10 states or so that vote on Saturdays now.
You know, if you think about it, remember how, I think it was last fall, there was a petition that got, I don't know how many signatures, a million, maybe more, to move Halloween to Saturday. So people, adults and children,
that was more important.
Enjoy. That got more
important
people
than voters. Oh,
yes,
my God.
That got more people.
Thank you for reminding us of that.
Than moving voting to.
What are we? What's going on in our country? What do you think, ladies? Why have we become this immune, if you will, or maybe we've just become.
Because everybody's on a power grab. That's why. Everybody's gone crazy. Everybody's on a power grab. Yep.
Yeah.
Doug's question, though, how does that explain why we care more about Halloween?
It doesn't.
I don't think that's about power.
It's about changing things. It's the power of change, no change. I don't know. I think everybody has just,
making it easy. Everything's going
to
be
to
easy.
To have a fight about something
convenient.
Like Halloween.
Yeah. It's I find it offensive.
I think it speaks
frankly
more to the decadence and that.
Maybe.
People don't want Halloween during the week because they want to go out and get bombed.
Convenient.
But it's about decadence. The kids want more candy. The adults want to go to parties.
And the people who want to just keep it where it is realize it's All Hallows Eve, so you can't really move Halloween because it goes with the calendar.
Exactly. If you really understand,
But even the candy companies,
Here's another example.
This is also corporate greed. The candy companies were behind, obviously, because they were going to sell four times as much candy. It's all about greed and decadence.
Okay, so here's the ultimate example for me. Christmas, and what nonsense it is that we celebrate it on December 25th, supposedly the birthday of Christ. Do you know how nonsensical that is? Christ was born in March, not in December, and the whole business that was created,
The
Ides of March was Caesar getting it in the back.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. You can't have Jesus and Caesar in the same month.
Oh, okay.
Let me spread it out.
Okay, all right. That explains it all. Thank you, Victoria. I knew there was a reason that I wanted to hear from you, especially today. You have just made, that's the clip of the day, Phil. That's it right there. Voting and Christ's birthday in the same sentence. There we go. I'm voting for Jesus. What about you? Is that sacrilegious? Does that sound sacrilegious? People are going to be upset with me because I said that.
I'm sure there are people who have like a bumper sticker that says, I'm voting for Jesus.
Right.
That just sounds like something you would see in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, maybe.
And
or
you
elsewhere.
Want to know people are going to be upset with you? Usually if you have to ask the question, the answer is always yes.
What? People are going to be upset with me? It's okay, Jennifer. I got a clue for you. It won't be the first time. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ever consider buying an RV? Now might be the time. You can listen to that conversation. That's the clip of the day currently installed at djvshow.com. So you go to the facebook.com/djvshow. You can go to the djvshow.com website. You can listen live to the whole program anytime during the day and catch our clip of the day every day at djvshow.com. Yeah, RVs are the focus. One of the other things that's pretty exciting is we're giving away another one of those $400 mowers from Works on Friday of this week. Make sure that if you've got a good story about your father, you're ready when I give you the cue to call to tell your story about Father's Day. You could win this fabulous mower from Works, W-O-R-X. It's an electric power mower. Cool stuff.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Love this. Grab this puppy up. Fire on the doors. On the musical portion of this hour of the DJB program, 23 and change after, like a lot of younger fans of the Doors, comic book writer Leah Moore, intoxicated by their aura, their mystery. She was a young teenager when the Doors were popular. She recalls being introduced to the band in 1987 in the movie The Lost Boys, which had Kiefer Sutherland as the chief cook and bottle washer. There's a scene where Jim Morrison poster hanging on the vampire teen's cave. And then, that was good. When Kiefer was a kid, those kind of roles are good for him.
I love The Lost Boys. I think that movie holds up, even now.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. He's great in that.
In 1992, she convinced her physics teachers to take her class to visit Morrison's grave during a class jaunt to Paris. Now Moore is tasked with writing her favorite band's history in a comic book form to honor the 50th anniversary of 1970's Morrison Hotel album. That's coming out in October. The Z2 comic novel is going to cover the album itself and the era that preceded it. That was the war, the Vietnam War, the Civil Rights Movement, the moon landing, Charles Manson murders. I mean, think about what's going on today now in our lives. And then think when I was a kid, all these things were going on at the same time as well. And we made it through. Here I am, normal.
I wouldn't go with that N-word. Normal? Really?
The gigs the band played are the focus of this comic. I'm trying to imagine this. Anybody want to, with me, sort of drift off into what this
huge.
Is?
Huge.
Yeah.
They're
so
like
what does
adult
it look like?
Comic books.
What does it look like?
I don't know.
You
it depends
describe
on
it?
A novel. It's just like a more in-depth comic book. Like
right.
It's got more text.
Well, it's lyric. It's a lyric. There's kind of like for music, it's lyric lines. There's content to it, not just pictures.
Well, it's a story. It's like a comic book. I mean, it's a story. It's a superhero, but in this case, it's the Doors set to
there's
the backdrop
more.
Of you know what else was going around. Like you said, there was a ton of stuff happening at the same time.
Right. Ms. Morris says she's going to work on the story with the other two members of the Doors, Robbie Krieger and John Densmore. They're incredible, legendary people and artists, so I'm not sure that even has sunk in as a possibility yet, she says. The Doors have so much theater and swagger and storytelling, they're totally natural fit for a comic. The lyrics they wrote, the energy they played with, the songs don't just lend themselves to the medium. They actually cry out to be comics, which is, I think, very today. Isn't it? I mean, when you think about it now.
I've actually been listening to a lot of The Doors recently, and I love Jim Morrison's
great
spoken word poetry.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah, it's just a
very sexy song, actually.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
All right, now, this is something a lot of people from the era.
What?
But The Doors and The Doobies were around at the same time. A lot of people who don't know the era confuse the two. The Doobies.
No.
The Doors and the Doobie Brothers?
I think people do, yeah.
No, really? I can find a 10-year-old who would not tell them. No. That's,
only
that's
one,
crazy,
though.
That's a crazy Doug statement that no one is standing by.
Well, okay, so fake news.
Maybe, because what that really means is, and Jen backed me up, it means that at one point in time, Doug confused those two.
He confused them, right.
Yes. And so he likes
remember.
To say other people confused
darn
them.
Darn it, they sound an awful lot alike.
In the 1970s, I was playing, as a disc jockey, I was playing this stuff until it came out of my ears, literally. And so one hit, one moment you'd play Doobie Brothers tune, and then The Doors, and this kind of music that was so typical of the 70s became, it sort of was a run-on sentence with me. Maybe that's what that's how I should present it. Anyway, the Doobies, why are you laughing? Have shared a socially distanced take on Listen to the Music. Performance features Tom Johnston, Patrick Simmons, John McPhee, and John Cowan, all of whom recorded their parts from their homes. 29 past the hour. Thank you, Jennifer.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After days of protests following the death of George Floyd, Seattle police left the boarded-up East Precinct building as a crowd of anti-police protesters set up barricades in the surrounding area. And President Trump said Seattle will not be occupied by anarchists.
Let's see what's going on in Seattle. I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out. We're not going to let Seattle be occupied by anarchists. We're not going to let this happen in Seattle. If we have to go in, we're going to go in. The governor's either going to do it, but one way or the other, it's going to get done. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city.
In the interview on Fox News, the president also described Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan's handling of the situation as pathetic and asked, has she ever even done this before? He also called on Governor Jay Inslee to send in the National Guard, saying he's got great national troops, so he can do it. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Egypt will reopen select tourist destinations to international charter flights starting July 1st, allowing travelers from around the world to return to parts of the country less hard hit by the coronavirus. The government hopes to draw tourists to popular yet remote attractions that have been spared the virus. Those include the southern part of the Sinai Peninsula, home to major resort and beach destinations. The health ministry has recorded over 39,000 cases of COVID-19 in Egypt, including 1,377 deaths, the highest confirmed death toll in the Arab world. Catholic schools have faced tough times for many years, but the pace of closures is accelerating dramatically amid the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the closures are occurring at the elementary school level, but also on the list are a number of beloved high schools, including some that produced famous alumni. The Institute of Notre Dame, a girls' school in Baltimore founded in 1847, is set to close June 30th to the dismay of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and alumni. Immaculate Conception Cathedral School of Memphis is also shutting down after 98 years. It's where Priscilla Vallejo finished her senior year while dating husband-to-be Elvis Presley. This year's closures will reduce the number of Catholic K-12 schools in the United States to about 6,000, down from more than 21,000 in 1970, according to the Catholic Education Association. Overall enrollment has plummeted from more than 5 million in the 60s to under 1.7 million now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, that drumbeat bang, ba-boom, let's go! Another half hour of the DJV program on the air. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan with the police blotter. I used to do this all the time on my local program. Actually, a couple of local programs in different cities in Los Angeles and in Cincinnati. I did it, and it was always, and I did it locally here in Boston. It was always because I'd come up with the craziest stuff that was on the police blotter. That's not what we're about here today, because there are a number of things, obviously, because of the circumstances with our knowledge curve. This is a growth time, growth curve. And so Victoria's going to bring us up to date on a couple of things. I've got a couple of things I'm sure Jennifer does, so why don't you kick it off, Victoria?
Well, that's not great news, but so coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's...
I didn't say it was all good news. I just said it was, you know... Focusing on the police.
We like to be positive here, but, you know, we also have to be real.
Well, sometimes you have to go down a dark street to get to a bright street.
So there's, you know, another incident involving two black teens and white police officers, this time in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's body cam footage that from June 4th, this incident. Two black teenagers, two boys, were walking down the middle of the road of a road together, and they were approached by an officer on foot and a second one who was in a squad car. Once the officers reach the teens, one of them gets thrown to the ground and is handcuffed on his while he's on his stomach, and he's being held down with his arms and knees by the cop. The second teenager was also handcuffed but remain standing. So on the body cam footage, you can hear both of them asking why they're being detained and handcuffed, and the one black kid said, "You want to see me in jail or dead?" So one of the officers actually responds and says they're breaking the law because they're jaywalking. Now, how many times have all of us white people jaywalked? How many times have we done things that no one else, that we don't even think about, and we...
I do it all the time in L.A.
Without consequence, yep. Hmm. I mean, it's just, and so anyway...
Weren't you arrested for jaywalking, though, Doug?
Brendan was.
It does happen.
Yeah, but why would you arrest someone?
I've never
someone?
Even heard of that for jaywalking.
They arrested? It was in Santa Monica, like, probably 20 years ago. We walked across, I forget where he was, because I wasn't with him, but it was downtown someplace. And Brendan at the time was pretty much an up-yours kind of a kid. And I think he even saw the
pretty
policeman.
Pretty sure he might still before. Be.
Well, in a different, more mature way, if you will.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what's the outcome of this, Jennifer? What's the, Victoria, where did it all go?
Well, now it's I don't know. Maybe a lawsuit, a wrongful arrest. I don't know. But it's just, this stuff is happening more and more, and it's yet another example.
Well,
and, you know, there's a guy
who would
in
anybody be arrested for jaywalking in any
exactly.
city?
Well,
even
I
though
think that's the thing. Instead of making it about race, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are arrested for jaywalking, like your son, who is a white guy who is
that,
arrested
honestly,
for whatever
Brendan
reason.
Being arrested, that's the only time I've ever heard of anyone be arrested
oh, yeah.
for jaywalking.
And he really rubbed
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
He was about 20.
I actually, it's funny, you're not the time. Only person who has told me this. I actually know another person who was arrested for jaywalking, actually.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, it's quite common. It's quite common.
Yeah, but this is one of those things where we could actually have a conversation if we take, like, the raw emotions out of it and go, oh, there it is, those police being jerks again, or, oh, gosh. I think everybody, well,
but
I know,
how come
everybody
didn't just
is
tell
willing.
The kids, guys, get out of the road because you're jaywalking. Why was this an immediate walk over to both of these two black teens, throw them down on their stomachs, and handcuff them, and then kneel on top of them? Why was that? The MO. Why was it not?
There's nothing better
guys,
to do. There's anything
the
more important to
well,
do in that town. If that's the case, there's too many police
know.
In that
here's
community.
Here's what I've been saying over and over and over again. There's not one person in this country right now who is not willing to have a rational conversation about how we can do better at policing in the country. There's not one person who wouldn't have that conversation. And so the fact is, when we start making it raw and we start making it team sports, and this clearly must be an example of more violence on black Americans, it almost does the counter effect. I think we can all sit down and have a conversation about how policing should change. Obviously, over-policing when it comes to jaywalking, that should obviously be a ticket first, right? I don't condone people jaywalking because it's dangerous, but it's a ticket. It's not an arrest. And I think whether
it's
you're Brendan
warning.
Or you're these kids. No, I think it is a ticket. Look, we all get tickets.
Fine.
You've got to change behavior.
How does getting a ticket involve, like, being thrown to the ground in handcuffs?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's have the conversation about why these things are happening,
well,
right?
The conversation why are they not trained to handle these things better, especially
right.
in a time when there's a powder keg about to explode and you do this kind of stupid stuff? I mean, you're just asking for it. Let's go up the road a little bit to Atlanta, where the officers got fired for excessive force. Now they're in court because they want their jobs back. They had body camera video showing them using stun guns on a young couple to force them out of their car. The mayor in Atlanta announced the officers firing right after the incident. She and the police chief determined the officers used excessive force. Then the officers have filed suit this week against the mayor and the police chief, arguing they were denied due process. What the hell do you have? What's due process? They're the boss. You're working for them. But that isn't the way it is because we're unionized up to our Mickey in this country.
And that's why I thought it was really encouraging this week, because the Minneapolis, I don't know if you guys saw it, the Minneapolis police chief actually came out and said the conversations with the police union are off.
The
police department is not the problem in Minneapolis with Derek Chauvin and the officer. The problem that I take real issue with is that the guy had 18 complaints in his history. And every single time.
And then the other guy, right? The other guy has settled for excessive force.
Both of the veteran officers. In a settlement. That's right. Both of the veteran officers had complaints and even decisions against them. And the police union went in time and time again and bailed these people out and put them back on the force. And I was actually really happy to see the Minneapolis police chief the other day said, we're not doing that anymore. Conversations with the union are off. And it's the same thing with the teachers union, Doug. We talked about this. The teachers union allows for bad teachers to be paid and allowed
public
back
unions,
in school when they committed huge atrocities.
There was a movement when I was younger to outlaw unions. Like you can't go on strike against a city and that doesn't really work or a government agency. But there was a movement, and it got a lot of steam, to eliminate unions from public employees. And the only reason, I mean, I'm thinking about some stuff going on here locally. The mayor and the city council in my community are trying to hash out a budget and cut jobs. And because they're holding these things online, the other night during the budget hearings, when they're on Zoom, about 18 of the public works employees got on to the meeting, into the Zoom meeting, and they sat there and they scowled at the, they were looking and you could see them sort of in a moderately threatening way, suggesting that if you don't, you know, I mean, what's the clear suggestion? Don't do it our way, there'll be big trouble. You know, so they kept speaking up, well, how can you cut this job and how can you cut that job? There are, my community is a, has 70, 80,000 people live in it. They've hired 600 people since 2009. 600 additional employees in the city. They own almost 400 vehicles. What does a town this size need that many employees to do the job and that many vehicles? And I mean, this is what people are facing all around the country. The tax rates keep going up, up, and up. People are not being paid in accordance, so they can't pay their taxes, especially now. Can you imagine how many people are not going to be able to pay their taxes now? Then we have an estimation in our town, 34% of people will not even be able to pay their taxes, never mind pay them over time, because they're out of work. So, you know, you got all of these things, the cities, the towns get more power, back to that power grab you were talking about, Jennifer. They want more money so they can support the union, the unions support the politicians, and on it goes. And so, you know, that's part of the problem.
One of the things that should not be allowed, police unions should not be allowed to make campaign donations to the Attorney General.
Yep. Yep.
That is the biggest conflict of interest right there.
Unions
shouldn't
be allowed to support any candidates,
Teachers' unions.
No.
Well, that's what the frustration is that unions don't protect anybody anymore. They've just become political.
Right. And look at the members. I remember being a member of the union. I belonged to six unions in my life, different unions, but the one that was most annoying was the teachers' union when I was teaching school for those 4 years. And I remember that we were told we were supposed to vote for this person or that person, and I was much more of an avid Republican then.
Every single time, as a kid, my mom would get the phone would go off around Election Day, support the teachers' union.
Oh, yeah.
It
was always Democrats.
Always,
it was Democrats. And I was a Republican. I had, I don't know if I ever told you this. When I was in high school, I formed the Young Republicans Club. Guess how many members we had?
One.
Me. That was it. Yep. That was it. Yeah.
Well, we have a friend who in New York City is in the Plumbers Union, and I remember when Trump was running, I saw him right after they had their meeting. He said that was the shortest meeting I've ever been to. They walked in and said, we're voting for Trump, and that's it. And he's a Democrat, and he was like, I'm not voting for Trump. He was like, this is crazy. He said, but I have to, like, keep it a secret, so I'm not going
against
the
union.
Right,
otherwise
they're ostracized. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any Republican teachers that are willing to be out of the closet?
No, of course not.
No way. I mean,
no,
it's like,
especially around here. Oh, my God, around here?
Not just around there, around all big cities, you know.
Yeah. A reminder about one of the podcasts that I do, one of the programs that I do, heard around the country in a lot of these same stations every weekend, Good Day Health, The podcast at the moment with Dr. Ken Kronaus is a focus on the vaccines that are being tested. Dr. Ken goes through the 10 different vaccines. He does the research every week, goes through the medical journals, and talks with us about what these things mean to us. So Dr. Ken and his presentation, Dr. Jack Stockwell, also has different points of view. We have a podcast with him and his thoughts and the information that you need to know. Kind of keep yourself tuned up, if you will. It's gooddayhealthshow.com where you find the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. At 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Now Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. Questions that come from various sources, mostly listeners, mostly questions that are not always tied, and certainly of late we're all interested in the COVID thing, the Chinese virus, but there are other things going on. But this is not one of them. I'm going back to a question about what the CDC says, Ken, about antibody tests that could be inaccurate half of the time. Why would that be? Do you agree that some of these tests are inaccurate? And if that's the case, why? Is the serum not right? I mean, what would cause the testing? I had a test this past week, and I'm hoping that it was right. It said that I didn't have the virus. But so why are there false positives? What the heck's going on?
Well, let's untangle this for a second, because there's so-called serology testing, and that's where we're looking for whether you actually have particles of the genetic material or similar, something, antigen, some part, fragment that represents the actual virus. And that's being done by, initially it was done by a swab deep up in the nose, and then a swab that didn't go very far up. Now it's actually done by a spit test. So various ways for looking for particles of the virus to diagnose if you have active infection. And that's the test that you had. You had a little...
I had, yeah.
You had something up your nostril, right?
Yep.
Not too deep,
yeah.
Right. Mm. And they were trying to determine if you have active infection. They don't want to let you in the hospital or wherever you're going to get health care if you have active infection to get everyone else infected. So that's what you had. Now, the other side of this is looking for antibody. Once you have exposure to a virus, your body's immune system reacts and makes antibodies. And we have tests where we can measure different antibodies that your immune system makes. The issue is that we don't yet quite know what these tests mean. We know what we're measuring, but it hasn't been studied extensively yet to know what the amount you need to represent that you actually have immunity, which of the various antibodies that are measured give you long-term immunity. And that's what the CDC is telling everybody, that you don't immediately get your out-of-jail card if you have any antibodies, because it hasn't been studied yet to actually know exactly what it all means.
That's like, hello, more questions and no answers.
Well, it's a new disease. I mean, yeah, that's the whole point. And that's why even, you know, you can make a long list of how wrong. I'm not saying anything personal about Dr. Fauci. I'm just trying to point out, you know, he's considered the expert. And you can make a long list of all of his predictions that were wrong. So this is a new disease. And if anyone tells you they know where it's going, they don't know. It's all speculation.
Right. It's all baloney. Okay.
Well,
now,
it's speculation.
Here's something else. Is this speculation or not? Are we to avoid cough syrups if we have the coronavirus? There was something that came out this week that a lot of people were concerned about, this cough suppressant that calms a cough. And we certainly know that if you have the Chinese virus, you're going to have a cough. And a lot of people are taking the cough medicines, the over-the-counter cough suppressants, if you will. Is that good, bad, or what's your advice on that? You know, I'm talking about Robitussin, Dayquil, NyQuil, Delsym, Theraflu, that stuff.
I have no issue with a little bit of cough medicine when you have COVID-19. You know, in general, when you have an infection in the lungs, you want to suppress the cough so it's tolerable, but you don't want to get rid of it so much that you paralyze the whole thing, because the cough mechanism will help somewhat clear the infection. So it's a balancing act of yes, making it so you can be comfortable but not overwhelmed so that there's no clearing.
So be careful. Don't overdo it. Is that basically
exactly
what you're saying?
Don't overdo it.
Yeah. Okay. There's a study this week, this is from a smoker, about smoking, what about cancer? I mean, this seems like kind of a no-brainer, but you want to talk about cancer risk for people who smoke, or whether they smoke every day, once in a while, what's the risk?
Right. Well, it's just important to realize that even if you're smoking just a little, you have a great risk of getting lung cancer. People who regularly smoke, 5 times higher risk of getting lung cancer than those who don't. And then what this study looked at was the fraction of people who just cut that in half by smoking every other day, they only lowered their risk to 4 times higher. This
you're
is out of JAMA Network Open.
In other words, you're kidding yourself. That's basically
exactly. Even a few cigarettes a month had a significant increase in lung cancer.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Check out the podcast every week that Ken does on GoodDayHealthShow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.